everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 116 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We occasionally bring on different guests to learn about them, but this week we have two co-hosts of the Guardian Hub. Guess which two there is? Well, of course, me, Kingsley Mack, and we also have Sin. Sin, how are you doing?
Magical, sir. Magical.
What if I said we have two hosts and then I did not mention my name?
We could leave it up for debate.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're doing good. And just as a recap, anyone who has not checked it out yet, we had a fun time last week. We were on Guardian Down, another great Destiny podcast. In case you do not listen to them yet, shame on you. Please check them out. They just had their 100th episode extravaganza where we were guests on their show. It was a fun time, right, Sin?
It was awesome. Now, I will admit, I have not listened to the final recording yet, but I'm still trauma with the speed run.
Yeah. Trauma. Should we?
That was a good run, though.
Good run. Do you want to tell them what happened or just tell them to listen to the show?
Just listen to the show. We'll leave it on a cliffhanger.
Yes.
But I was really close.
Well, if you're going to say that.
What was it? One away?
Yes.
One away from
tying. One away to win, one away to tie.
I would have been happy with a tie at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, one away from tying. So your wife still holds.
Mm-hmm. Star TN, the record of 39 for their speed run. But enough of that. No, really, what have you been up to besides Destiny the game?
Anything
interesting?
If we're talking about gaming, I got some other gaming stories. I've been branching out a little bit.
Like, if you're doing anything interesting in life besides gaming?
Other than that, I'm off the dialer as of today, so I don't have to do the long dialer anymore. I'm in our ground training, so all about... I just don't have to listen to lots of ringing anymore. So, I'm in my actual mortgage training now, which is cool. Started knocking that out today. And gaming-wise, I've actually bought a season pass of another game.
And that's kind of really want to go into gaming news. Okay, go for it. And then I have some life to talk about.
Well, I'll go into that. I can save that for later. Let's go on with your life stuff first.
No worries. I forget the one thing I was going to say now, but you know, since you're talking about the mortgage stuff, that's cool. We just dealt with we have a friend who is a senior loan officer in a pretty cool mortgage company in the Valley. And we always keep up with him with things that are going on. When we bought our latest house, we were only able to put about 10% down, or was it 12%? So, you know, if you don't put 20% down, you have private mortgage insurance, but we knew that we'd be able to take care of that pretty quick. We've only been in the house for 2.5 years. We put 10% down. We already have enough equity now that it's up to, you know, the valuations that basically we are at that 20% mark. So we're refinancing, getting rid of the private mortgage insurance, lower interest rate, and a way lower monthly payment. We're saving about $300 a month.
Oh, nice. That is solid.
Yep.
Congratulations on that. And rates are still pretty good right now all the way around. So.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Excellent time.
I know. I guess, you know, the Fed said they are thinking about raising sometime next year. But even though house prices have been continuing to go up, house valuations, rates have stayed low. So it's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time.
So what you're saying is anybody who's interested in refining, take advantage of it now. Rates are low.
Exactly. Yes, especially if you're in a house that you've been there for a while and you know, you shouldn't take money out for like home line credit unless you really have a good reason. Like house projects are worth it usually, as long as you're not taking too much out. But if you had something like private mortgage insurance, or you just want a lower rate, or need to get some home equity, now is definitely the time to do it, because if you own a house and you haven't looked for a while, your house is probably worth a lot more than you might expect.
Plus, with my basement upgrade, that would help my evaluation a little bit more. Another 400 square feet on a already 2,500 square foot house puts us close to just under 3,000, so about 29 and some change is what it ends up being overall. Yeah.
Sen, it's so crazy that the appraisal, we didn't even have to order appraisal. It was just an automatic appraisal. They just knew our house was worth enough. So we bought it at $396, and now it's worth about $465.
Nice. Can't go wrong with that. Cash out and run.
I remember the other thing. No, yeah, but you know, you could sell a house now, make a lot of money, but you wouldn't be able to buy anything else.
No, you'd have to wait.
I remember the other thing now. I heard that, like, for the first time ever, well, in forever, probably, I don't know if it's been like the same time recently, there are some used cars selling for more than people bought them for.
Yep. Yeah, the market. Not, I've been out of it for a little while, but that's the case. The dealership I was working for, you know, to put it in perspective, 200 plus cars on ground in the height of the pandemic, basically, in 2020. And when I spoke with the other manager about a week or so ago, they had 30 cars new on ground to sell. So much, much less inventory to work with. Used car prices keep going through the roof. Right before I left, we sold a used Volkswagen Beetle for more than what it retailed for brand new.
It's not supposed to work that way.
No, it's not. But with the inventory situation the way it is, it's definitely caused distress, and it's supply and demand at that point.
Yeah, that's crazy. The car thing, who knows how long that'll last. I don't think it's going to be this way for any long-term period, because usually cars lose value over time.
Right. You're probably going to see sometime next year it'll start to level out. I don't think it's going to – I think it'll start correcting itself towards the end of the year, but it's probably going to spill over until next year before inventory is right again.
Yeah. Well, anyways, just some fun geeky things I wanted to talk about. But yeah, we can go into more gaming news now.
Gaming so
tell
news.
Tell us about your stuff that you bought.
So yes, I invested in a season pass in another game. It's the first time in forever I've done a season pass other than Destiny. And it's a game you probably would have never imagined, I would say. But it's Rocket League. Buddy of mine who goes by the name Bromaster in the Discord. He's not around the Discord much, but we've been playing almost every night for the last couple weeks. And it's a $10 season pass, and you get about 80% of it back in the season pass in the coin that you you have to buy it, convert it to a coin, just like you would silver in Destiny. But they give you 80% of it back in that same coin in the 100 levels of the season pass. And just a week, I'm already at season level 40 in there. But it's fun. It's interesting. And they have different game modes as well, which is really cool. But I've been having a little bit of fun with that. But outside of that, I've also been playing a little bit more of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm probably not quite as far as in the story as I'd like, and I'm probably still quite a distance away from completing the story on it, but I've really enjoyed it so far.
You're nowhere close.
No, I'll just give you a hint. You know, I'm at the point where the Raven Clan just went to England and set up shop, and I did the first raid after getting to England. So,
oh yeah, I mean, when you get to England, when you get out of Norway, that's probably like 10% of the game so far, if that.
Yeah, and it's been about three or four hours in it, so I got some time to go. Plus, I know there was an expansion just released, the Druid expansion, so
yeah,
gives me reason to try to complete the main story and get into that.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. It's all right. I think that one takes place in Ireland, and then there's going to be one other expansion at least coming out later.
Solid. And I know you've had some gaming experience outside of Destiny recently.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, and then we'll move on to Destiny. But, I mean, I don't have too much else to say now. I talk about it in the Discord a lot, but really been enjoying Ghost of Tsushima, or Ghost of Tsushima, so what it sounds like when they say it in the actual game. I want to pronounce it correctly. And the game just surprises you, because you're opening up these different builds on attacks you can do. And then I'm in the middle zone, and it seems like I could be halfway through the game, although I'm not sure exactly. And then you have this one battle with some general where I don't know how high up he is in the ranks. I mean, you kind of see who the main bad guy is that you'll fight eventually. But you don't expect this. And then when you kill him, it all of a sudden like does a semi-cutscene, semi where you're still in the action. And you do this crazy move and the music's all epic and building up. And you like slice off his head, hold it up, and then you get some crazy power. And then you're like battling this huge fight in this city. And then you killed the general, and then there's a bunch of other warriors around, and you're like, and it's like, now you'll fear me because I'm the ghost or something like that. And you have this magical power, like you're like insta-killing everyone. It's almost like you're in a super, you know, like in a game. And so you're just doing one-shot hits and kills on everyone. And then I don't know how to explain it, but it was just like it totally dropped this extra ability that was a surprise. Like halfway through the game, it was like this amazing ability.
Nice.
So I highly recommend the game still, like others have in the past. It's a fun game. All right.
Well, awesome.
Yeah, but enough about that. We are here to also talk about Destiny.
And our love of the game.
And our love of the game. We occasionally bring on different guests. But not this week. So we still have love of the game. What are you doing, Sin? What have you been up to lately in Destiny?
Probably not as much as I should be, but the time I've been playing.
Yeah, you're kicked off the podcast. Right. You have a contract.
Kicked off. I've been playing actually during the day, especially when I was on the dialer the past couple weeks. I can, you know, slide in, you know, play some Gambit, you know, PvP. You know, if I have to take a phone call, then obviously I just take the hit on my KD or take the hit in the game, whatever I'm doing. But I've been doing a lot of Gambit, a lot of PvP, just for the seasonal triumphs, for that, for the extra XP. I actually hopped in for Master Presage with Nalzi and Sweaty Spooks. GG to Sweaty Spooks on getting his first Master Presage clear. And it felt like we were a little bit behind at first, because it's actually been a while since I've played that in general. But we ended up getting through it with still time left. So it's actually not as hard as what it once was.
Mm. Use the cheat codes?
Cheat codes. Up, down, up, down. AB
select cool. So you mentioned Gambit. Were you running that kind of like for a lot of other people? Because this week there's Triple Infamy. You kind of stack up on things, or are you just up to running it anyways?
One, I knew it was Triple Infamy. I'm actually in it right now. Live update. Spoiler. Mm. I really want to get my Gilded Dredgen title, the second one, because I got it, what, last season was when they first came out with the Gilded Dredgen title? Yeah. Right now, all I need is wins and the rank ups for the year reset. And I'm about, I think I got about 9,000 for the actual rank of it, and you need a total of 15,000. So the Triple Infamy has helped. And then really from there, it's just going to be the wins. But for the seasonal check mark, the seasonal triumph for the XP gains in that, whatever you want to call it, having a brain malfunction right now, but that you need 16 rank ups or 16 levels. So that's going to be a grind. So that's probably going to take me all the way through resetting the level and then some.
So, all right, I assume then, I think I've asked you this before, but do you have your goal to finish all the seasonal challenges again this season, or at least all the ones needed to get your large pile, the 75?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try. And actually, speaking of that, that reminds me, one of them was, what, champions? You had to stagger champions and defeat champions was part of, I think, this week's main story level. And I decided I was going to run, yesterday, I think it was? I decided to run one of the lost sectors, not the hard one, but the easy one, the 1310. And I ended up getting another exotic that I didn't have and honestly wasn't even trying it. I ended up getting Icefall Mantle for Titan. So I got the arms.
Well, it doesn't matter. You weren't trying for it. It just happens that way.
Right. I still got it.
Yeah, right. Or else the people that aren't trying and want it can be like, it was so easy. Or the people that are trying and don't get it get pissed off.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I hear you, though. And tell me, do you know what that one does? Because I pretty much only Warlock.
Instead of the shield, when you lay out your shield, instead of putting out an actual shield, it creates an overshield.
Okay.
So instead of the barrier or the barricade, you get an overshield.
All right. Sounds super worth it. Maybe in PvP.
It could be good in PvP, obviously. That would be a good place for it. Good place for a stick up.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, like I've mentioned before, this season I've been taking it a little bit easier on the seasonal stuff. I don't have a goal to hit Dredgen this season again, or the seasonal challenges, maybe. I did work on them a bit harder today just because I joined up with the Gambit group. Shout out to right before the show, I was playing with Larry and Zaniac and Kato. First time hopping in Gambit the whole season, and just in like 45-ish minutes of playing, got every seasonal challenge done except for, there was two that I didn't, but there's like five Gambit seasonal challenges if you haven't done any of them. And so that was pretty cool. And then finally did some of those expunge, like under 9-minute things and under 6-minute things. I had two that I hadn't done. And me, Larry, and Kato got some of those done. And so, nice. I mean, it's good. I did them because, you know, it was a thing to do today. I'm not going to stress over getting all the seasonal challenges this season. I'm definitely interested. I always hit every reset. I'm like one of the first people on, you know, because I can. So, and the story beat has continued to be amazing, as many people have said. And now the expunge missions that have the corrupted versions with the Taken in them. I'm looking forward to this third and final of what we know. Of course, spoilers say there may be more stuff, but, looking for this week coming up because craziness has happened. I mean, I guess we should get into the story in a second, but what do you think? Okay, there's three ways this can go. We know there's going to be, because of spoilers, some other kind of crazy thing that's going to happen. So do you think, like, we have our third week of Corrupted Expunge coming up on Tuesday and then a big thing will happen? Or do you think it'll be the next week after that so we can just have a week of this story? And that might make sense because the week after is when we're getting another patch update, July 6th. Plus, the summer event starts then too. The
Solstice?
Is that what we're calling it?
Guardian Games or Solstice Heroes? Probably the, Guardian Games.
No, I don't care. No. Right? Hopefully it's better.
We just did Guardian Games. Solstice. Jeez,
what plebs. Let me pull up the calendar here. Yes. Anyways, the point is like, and hopefully it's better this year, but that also starts on July 6th. So, okay, another option is the big thing happens a week from Tuesday. So it could be Tuesday, a week from Tuesday. Or if it doesn't happen in either of those dates, it will probably be the August 10th epilogue. You know, that big thing, which we have no idea what's happening then. But then that's a whole another month away. So I was looking at the calendar again. My point recently, I'm like, yeah, you know, if nothing happens these next 2 weeks, and if Solstice isn't a great event, we're going to have a boring month ahead of us until August 10th. Even more than a month, you know.
A little more.
Yeah. But it's all good. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just thinking, trying to plan out the calendar here, look at all this. There is, of course, Vault of Glass difficulty options start July 6th. And as always, I'm a big raider. So even though I haven't been hitting the seasonal activities as hard this season, I won't turn down a good raid. So any cool raids you've done this last week, Sin?
In the last week, when did I raid last? I shouldn't even remember the last time I raided.
You lose.
Because we had the one scheduled for this past weekend and moved it up to tomorrow. So No. Although I do want to jump in and do those challenges, the ones that they've been releasing, like the first one was the wyverns at the Conflux, then you got to kill them as they're sacking. That's a rotating one, or is that one that's going to be around now?
It's a rotating, so you got to get raiding more.
So, but there was one that just came out then this past Tuesday, which is number two. And which one
Yep.
is that?
They're all rotating ones now. That's the one where you can only shoot, each individual person can only shoot one oracle ever. So you just rotate people around in a circle too. So during the oracle encounter, you just kind of, if you're in charge of shooting the one on the right, then once you shoot it, you just swap with someone else in another spot. And then, so not a huge deal, but just a little coordination that way too.
Gotcha. Okay. That's interesting. That's
Usually,
a that would be a might be a little bit more getting started since there that seems to be a has seems to be an encounter that some people struggle on.
well, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've done it since it's been 2 weeks, I guess, since we've recorded here, because last week we were with Guardian Down. Can't remember all my raid experiences, but a couple notable ones here. Let me pull up here. looking at my raid report. Did raid with some new friends over. They posted in Guardian Down, and our podcast, our groups are kind of the same between us and Guardian Down, so we see postings in each Discord. And met up with some guys that come over from Dad Tales, but Tony Death and some people that he knew. So shout out to him. And we did a, well, of course, Vault of Glass is what everyone's running these days for the most part. Did a Vault of Glass there. And then another notable one was last night, ran Azonis through his first Vault of Glass clear.
Oh, GG's.
Yeah, and we got it done just in the nick of time before he had to go. Actually, and also it was Mia's first clear. Wicked came in and Mia, and it was Wicked's second clear. And so we had two people at first clear, and then it was me, and then also Muffin and Kato. And we got it done just in time because Axe had to leave. He's like, one more run, and we got it done right then. So GG's to Azonis. And thanks for those of us and for those of you all in the live chat. Feel free. We have a lot of people listening in this week. We have a live chat channel right above that. If you want to give us any comments during the show or ask us any questions, feel free on that.
Nice. And I
Have you
did see
seen
that
this?
Tony. I was going to say, I did see that Tony Death joined the Discord recently.
Oh, yeah.
We do
Oh, yeah.
appreciate that. Thanks for joining, kind sir.
Zen, look at the Discord. Have you noticed some of the name changes lately, most specifically for Kato?
I saw Kato's stepdaddy, yeah, so I'm not really sure what was going on there.
Yeah. Just having fun in a raid. Just talk about like
So we need two Kato shirts now. Kato, did you rally? And
Yeah.
Kato, did you put the kids to bed?
We're kind of coining some of these later raids as Guardian Hub After Dark raids. And
I mean, that is.
we might have to have a members only channel. Sen, can we make an OnlyFans for the Guardian Hub for raid nights?
That's right.
People can subscribe and we can't promise we will stream and show anything interesting, but we can promise you can listen to us and have a fun time in the party.
Guardian Hub
Adults
After
only.
Dark.
Sorry, anyone. We'll even say 21 and older to be safe.
Right.
Maybe 18 and older. Oh man, good times. And I see Drafty changed his name too. Look what it is.
Hey, Goodson, nice. Thanks, Drafty. Much love.
Yeah,
I
it's
need to
true.
get good because this Gambit match is going sideways. This is what
Bruh,
happens
can
when
you
you solo
even
clip.
gambit and podcast at the same time?
Well, it's not even me at this point. It's everybody else that's losing motes.
Sure, blame it on everyone else.
We've got 0 motes to their primeval.
Well, you got to find a good team then.
apparently.
All right, so the story this week, not much else, blah, blah, blah. You know, Lakshmi is still being crazy. Lakshmi says that basically, you know, what we already said, she's already said weeks in the past, but she says Vanguard isn't doing anything about this. And don't worry, basically we'll have an insurrection and the people of the city will do something about what's happening. So it sounds like she wants to start an insurrection. And also, St. 14's got a little bit, or not St. Osiris got a little bit more involved in the discussion this week. But he's like, whatever, don't worry about it. She's saying crazy things, but it's probably not going to happen. He's kind of like playing it down. So what do we think is going on here?
An uprising.
And is Osiris, should he be more worried? Is he trying to just trick us?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen the spoilers to see Osiris may not actually be Osiris. I'm gonna leave that as that. Yeah, so that way it's not too spoiler.
Yeah. He's not Osiris. I don't know what I'm gonna say.
But I mean, I don't know. There's always a lot of theories when it comes to this kind of stuff, so I'm not big into lore, so I wouldn't even know where to start. So we'll just leave it there.
Well, I love how the story each week now has been bringing the current expunge missions and making them taken-ified, you know. I love taking stuff. The boopy, you know, portals are super annoying. But
yes, they
taking
are.
Just kind of beaming in and... I don't know. I still get feels and memories from D1, the very first mission of the Taken King expansion, you know, and finding about the Taken. And I think they're a good enemy type, and it's kind of nice to see this again. I really enjoy having the Taken and Expunge missions. And yeah, we're having a good time in the live chat, too. But anyways, so we finish this week's story. And then people are like, oh, check out the tower. And, of course, it's not everywhere in the tower. It's really only in the main landing zone. It's not in the other zone, nor is it in the helm. But if you load into the tower, there's Taken Blights around. And does anyone seem to care? I don't mean like us, but like the people in the game. What is going on? They could have at least put a cursory line at the end of the story, like Mithrax or someone saying, oh, and now there's Taken Blights in the tower. We need to watch out what's happening. Or, you know, or you go up to Zavala, whose back is against, like, there's like this big blight a little bit behind him. He turns around to talk to you, and he just does his normal line, Guardian, get back in the action or whatever. It's like, do you not see what's right here? No one seems to care. There's like Taken Blights in the tower. No one's saying anything about it. Everything is sus.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't get it.
Walking around,
like they're probably like, nah, we're gonna be saved by the Guardians.
I know, but I wish. And I'm not expecting like some big update or secret mission comes out, and like every single NPC has a different line. But at least someone somewhere, or in the seasonal story, they could have had a line where they talked about the Taken Blights.
Yeah.
It's like nothing is brought up at all about it. It's like, okay.
Moving along, people. Nothing to see here. I think,
but it's cool. It's cool.
Paul Tassi did say it in his article. If anybody read that article you posted, he says there's like no caution tape or anything around.
Right.
Like, it's just like,
you can
totally like
too.
Skirt past the fact that there's these blights all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what are those Guardians up to again? Dang it, now they brought and Taken Blights into the tower.
I mean, we could blame it on Ikora. She did originally build a Vex Gate inside the tower. Like, I don't think, has anybody mentioned that? The fact that Ikora did build a Vex Gate inside the tower at one point?
Not much,
like,
right?
And like, whatever happened with that? We just let that go? It's like a passing memory?
Now, Drafty, was that meant to be written that way, or is that a misspell? I think you meant to write it that way, right?
Got
Nice. Good, good,
it.
good. Okay, good. We'll just leave this one for the people who missed out in the chat. Check it out later. See, you have to be here.
A spoiler.
Yep.
Oh,
But I
hey.
still have a question about Savathun's song that I wish Dez was here for this week, so we'll have to catch up with him next week.
Yes. Where are you, Dez? We need your lore crafting.
Sorry, were you going to say something else?
No. I was thinking in my head. I put it in the live chat. That song that Ninja mentioned, that Cisco song, that's such an oldie.
Yeah.
But it's a fun one.
All right. Short of anything else with the story, let's go into any interesting points in the TWAB this week. We don't have to spend a lot of time with it because it's another short one. Although they do tell us that next week there will be some good talk. They're going to tell us more about Solstice of Heroes next week, and they're going to be telling us more about the update coming out July 6, which also seems to imply that, it's a good one
It should
because.
be. They mentioned they were going to be fixing something there in the TWAP as well. Something was coming out on the 6. Now I know what it
Well,
is.
yeah, you talk about
Weapons.
the weapons. Yeah.
Yep,
So let's go
weapons.
over that. I mean, I kind of forgot about this, and again, it's interesting that they're doing this in the middle of a season, which is perplexing, but also really good news knowing that we can. Bungie seems to be doing this more and more, right? Even with, of course, they said we're not always going to do this, but we had the big weapon patch meta update a couple weeks ago, and they're like, usually we only do this beginning of seasons, but we're doing it in the middle of the season this time, and now we're getting weapons added in the middle of a season. Well, revamped. Anyway, so what they're telling us here is back in January, we announced that four weapons from the Dreaming City and four weapons from the Moon were being reissued with a new perk with new perk pools. In our next update, currently scheduled for July 6, we will be reissuing the remaining Moon and Dreaming City weapons with the new perks. All of these weapons will drop from their original sources on their respective destination. Here's the full list of weapons, along with an example of the new perks that each can roll with. So, Moon weapons, there's Loud Lullaby that can get Tunnel Vision. There's One Small Step that can get Trench Barrel. There's Tranquility, which you can get Frenzy. And Arc Logic, Heating Up. Dream Breaker, Cornered. Every Waking Moment, Killing Wind. Love and Death, Chain Reaction. A Fine Memorial, Adrenaline Junkie, and Night Terror, One for All.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. But check this out. And then Dreaming City weapons, three here. Tiger Spite, Frenzy. Remember that auto rifle? That should be kind of cool. I ran Tiger Spite for a while when that expansion first came out. I remember using it in the raid a bit. Twilight Oath with Vorpal and Abide the Return with Thresh. I mean, Vorpal, the sniper is always good. So there you go. We know several of these weapons have been popular in the past. Looking at you, Twilight Oath, see? We hope you enjoy getting fresh drops. So there you go.
Try to make those weapons relevant, but I don't know. I'm less motivated by them.
Well, yeah, me somewhat also, unless some streamer says, like, oh, you got to get the blah blah with Vorpal because it's the new meta and the raid, it does better than anything else, then we'll all hear about it and we'll hop in those activities to get that. People that maybe just like collecting weapons might want to go and get these, especially if you haven't run those activities a million times, which I have. But I'm always down to run the raid, Last Wish. And the other moon activities, So, but we'll see. It it's good that they're doing this, and it's interesting too. Is this going to be like a last hurrah if they do happen to sunset any of these locations coming up? Or maybe, you know, none of these might get sunset anyways. We could have had some other random planet that'll get sunset. Or are they kind of hinting that things are going to be happening, you know, for quite a while? There's these rumors that Dreaming City, the curse is going to end or change or something like that. So that's the other rumor, that maybe these locations will become more relevant.
True. And I really wouldn't call the locations being sunset. I think we had this debate before, right? You know, I think Des called me out on it.
Yeah. In other words, they are being vaulted. I shouldn't have even been saying that myself, because I'm also particular in that term. I was not paying attention. Vaulted is much different than sunset.
Right.
But anyways.
I think we all get the gist of it, though. We all know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice. All right. Iron Banner's coming back again next week. Yay. And then, are you looking forward to that, Sin?
Not really. I still got a lot of Gambit and a lot of other stuff to do, work on my seasonal stuff. But yeah, I mean, I could certainly play that for the Valor ranks. I think I need a few more of those.
Oh yeah, this is big news. I posted it in the Discord also, but on PC, if anyone plays with a Radeon GPU graphics card versus an NVIDIA, Radeon themselves came out with their latest 21.6.1 update, and it actually had a line in there for Destiny, improved performance for Destiny. I highly recommend you download that update ASAP. Now, my performance was already pretty good, and if we're just talking about frame rate, Bungie was already fixing some things on their side that with their latest update, NVIDIA, Radeon, whatever, things have been getting better. But I have heard from some people, I'm sure it just depends on what cards you have, but some people have said their performance is way better after this update. And I'd have to say, even for me, that even though my frame FPS didn't really seem to go up, things like seemed smoother. I almost felt like I was noticing before this update some jitters or like slight pauses when I was moving around. It's hard to explain, but does that kind of make sense? It's not like the frame rate's dropping, but almost like I'm turning my view and it just for a millisecond kind of just sticks in place before it goes smoothly again. And now things seem smoother. So I don't know. It was just, you know, because they said this, I was just imagining that or not, but nonetheless, run this update.
Yeah. Any little bit can help.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always a big proponent of getting everything up to date.
If
there's an update, run it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what else is interesting in here. See, anyone listening in for kind of first time, we don't go over all the TWAB. We just talk about what's interesting.
It was late anyway this week. I mean, to be expected, especially if we get something big in the next week or so. And if the rumors are true about the, and I don't think they're really rumors, but I think what Bungie tweeted about the Vidoc that's being recorded.
But did they say it was a Vidoc? Did they use that word?
I don't know if they used that word, but it looks like
people
they
are
were
just
doing
assuming. It could even be anything. Remember, they're also getting into other forms of media. Remember that big article that came out, I don't know how many months ago now. So I'm just saying there's no reason to speculate too much. And even if it was a Vidoc, it could be one for like way in the future for the next DLC that we may not see for like 2 or 3 months down the road or longer.
This is true.
Yeah. I think they're just giving us funny little things, but then we can't get too hyped up and be like, well, how come they haven't released it yet? Because who knows?
Plus, video production does take a while.
Yeah. Well, we definitely want to hear from you all about what you've been working on the game, what you're looking forward to, what you think about the things that we've talked about. You know, we have a lot of things that people like to do in the game, and I know we don't always talk much about PvP. I mean, I'm not a PvP player at all. You're just kind of on the line, Sin. Dez likes it a little bit more, but often we're just doing other things. And even though I don't like PvP, I do feel bad that PvP hasn't gotten as much love as far as new maps and things like that. But then again, neither is Gambit. Even worse, so. So it's like, this comes back to my point I've made in the past recently. I feel like Bungie really needs to have a reckoning and tell us more soon what the direction and purpose of the game is. You know, it's always meant to be a PvE and PvP game, but have they ever really done well on both at the same time? There's always, almost always people complaining on the PvP side, and occasionally there's people complaining on the PvE side also. You know, things like during Curse of Osiris and whatnot. And I don't know, you know, it's like people should just not expect anything and then they'll just be pleasantly surprised if something happens. But at least on the PvE side, things are, have been pretty good. But no, we want to hear what your hopes are in the game, you know, things that you're looking forward to, even if we're not sure what's going to happen. Of course, crossplay, as far as we know, is still slated for August 24th when the next season will come out. You're going to be playing with Xbox people, Sin? I mean, we already can, but
yeah, we can because we're all in all three.
But
yeah, it just makes it a lot easier, and you don't have to worry about keeping up multiple platforms.
Mm-hmm. Get everyone going there in the Discord. All right. Anything else this week that you want to talk about? Otherwise, we can keep this week closer to an hour. And then I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about next week with Solstice news and anything else interesting with the story.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
That's it for you? Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's anything else on my notes. Not that I have extensive notes here, but...
You have loads of them?
Not really. Nope. But yeah, continue to... again, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, and we want to give shout outs to the other Destiny podcast out there too. You know, just to make it easy for yourself, go to destinypodcasts.com. That's plural. And you can see a list of all the Destiny podcasts out there. So if you have more time in your day to actually listen to more, I know it's always hard keeping up.
Yeah, it is hard to keep up. I am one that's been caught up in a lot recently just because I haven't been driving, so I haven't no need to really been listening to a lot of stuff. So, but if you have the time, there are tons listed on there. It's a good way for you to find out more.
Yeah. But also what I was going to say, I don't think I said this yet, but forgive me if I did this episode, but for those of you who haven't passed Vault of Glass yet or any other raid that's currently in the game, please hit us up. Do not worry about will I be good enough. I mean, just ask us what power level you need to be if you're not sure, and we'll let you know. There's a lot of times we can carry groups that maybe are a little bit lower than the normal recommended power level, but we still make it work. But you know, especially with there being a Vault of Glass Sherpa emblem this season, you know, you got to get 10 Sherpas to get that emblem. It gives reason for everyone to want to help and Sherpa new people through. And it's just a fun experience anyways. I always enjoy running people through. I was cracking up the other night when we were running Axe through and having a good time. And it's just what we like to do a lot. So please let us know in the Discord. You can say when is a good time for you, and then we'll try to work around it. Or if not, we will give you a different suggestion of when to schedule things.
True story.
Yeah. And we don't have any reviews, but we've gotten a couple more reviews lately, even though there was a little bit of a dry spill there, but please feel free, if you have not reviewed the podcast, to do so. It can help us get found a little bit more, but more importantly, we like to read your review on the air and give you a shout out. So go ahead and do that. And send us your questions. All right, Sin, anything else? Otherwise, you can...
No, I just finished a bounty, the Invader one.
You finished a bounty.
Yeah, it's times 8, like, XP, and it raised me, like, 3 season pass ranks.
Oh, so just not a bounty, a challenge.
Right? Yeah, one of the seasonal challenges. I keep calling them bounties, but they're seasonal challenges. and it was the one for the Guardian Kills in Gambit.
Yeah.
It's, like, times 8 XP. It put me at season rank. I was at, like, 95, and now I'm all the way up after just playing a little bit tonight. I'm at 99. So with that and a couple Gambit bounties that I've been doing, I am right there. Plus, I got that Absorb the Ether emote.
Mm, absorb it good.
But that is all. People can find me in Discord, as always, at Sin or on Twitter at Sin_media. Kingsley, take in all that ether. Take us out.
Yes. You can find me as Kingsley Mac in the game and all the places. Also on Twitch or stream occasionally, mostly when I'm raiding. On Twitter, though, I am MC Kingsley. Our show can be found on Twitter as The Guardian Hub or on our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
Best hub on the net.
It truly is, Sin. So, yep. Everyone, thanks so much for the support of listening to us. Thanks for the questions when you send them in. Thanks for being part of a great community. And we will talk to you again next week.
And later, Guardian.
Goodbye.